Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, everybody. Greetings to everyone around the world, off planet, all the ships at sea. It's another Friday night, so that means you're here with us at your favorite psychic show. Psychic Funhouse prides itself on being quality family listening program, but remember, we are here just for entertainment purposes only. So if you're looking for medical or legal or financial advice of a professional nature, please seek out one and come back and tell us what you learned so we can apply it to our lives. All right. Well, fortunately, I am not alone here captaining the ship. I am joined by my lovely co-hosts. Let's get started introducing them. We have with us today the lovely Adrian Stratton. So welcome, Adrian.
Hey, hi, Laura.
Hey. And the one, the only, the man with a plan and the caftan getting a tan, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza.
Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour, bonjour. Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Yeah. Hey, you know, actually, speaking of bonjour, my sister's in France for a couple weeks, so she's bonjouring it up over there.
Nice.
Yeah,
lucky.
Yeah, nice. I know. She's in Arles.
Yeah.
Very good. Nice. Well, for those of you that are stuck at home, we're here to keep you entertained, and tonight's show will definitely do that. We're going to talk about hypnosis, how it relates to spirituality, and everything in between. And maybe before we launch into that discussion, let's find out how you can contact our lovely co-hosts in case you'd like to get a reading or healing from them. Adrian, what's the best way to reach you for some healing work?
Yeah. Well, I'm always glad to share my contact information. Thank you, Lawrence. So probably the best way to find me is my website, which is ravenmessages.com. There's all kind of information on there, from my fees to how to contact me to upcoming events. And my telephone number is area code 714-376-7289. You can call me direct or send me a text.
Huh. Very good. And are there any upcoming events that we should know about happening in your neck of the woods?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and I'm sure Michael will speak to this, but Michael and I have a big event tomorrow afternoon in Whittier, and we're going to be doing mediumship readings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
And are you still on to make your famous white sauce lasagna? Is that going to be served at the event, Adrian?
No.
What?
That makes me laugh.
I'm looking forward to your lasagna.
Oh, no. I think It's not Stratton. I think it's called Stouffer's. I think that's what that is.
not even a little chicken tetrazzini? Jeez. Okay.
No. No.
All right. Okay. Okay, well, I guess the people have to wait for some other time. Well, Michael, what's the best way for people to get on your A-list if they want to get some psychic sugar from the man with the plan?
Yeah, best way to contact me is go through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can also call or text me at 562-457-0457. Through my website, you can also send me an email, or you can schedule a reading, healing, both, or a free consultation.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about what's happening tomorrow. So if people haven't signed up yet, they can still get some tickets.
Yeah. So tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m., Adrian Stouffer's Stratton and I will be doing some readings, some mediumship readings. So we're going to help our guests contact their loved ones. And I guess maybe it's a modern day seance, right?
So, okay.
Yeah. And so we're going to be talking about mediumship, answering questions, little meditation, and then bringing through messages to our guests. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun. It's nice for people to be able to see the messages that other people receive from their loved ones. Right, because I think a lot of the time we always think the grass is greener on the other side. And when you get to hear messages that others receive, it's kind of like, oh, okay, I got a really good message. And so it makes us grateful for what we get. And but also, too, everybody can learn from the messages that come through. A lot of the time it's applicable to everybody. What do you think, Ms. Stouffer's?
Who? No, what? I agree with you. I think that it is a wonderful opportunity for people to learn and, experience, you know, the power of spiritual awareness and, I do. I just think that people benefit just from being there. So I'm excited.
Very good. And it sounds like there's still a few seats left for people if they want to sign up to watch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can go to my website and go to events. Click on Saturday, September 9th, that's tomorrow, and there will be a link there to bring you to Eventbrite, and you just click on that and book your ticket, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, or you can also just show up, and you can bring some cash with you. $50 for the 2 hours. The address is 6709 Greenleaf Avenue, Suite 311. And that's in Whittier, California, 90602. When you arrive at the building, call or text myself or Adrian to let us know you're there, and we will send the elevator down to you to pick you up.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. No helicopter needed.
There you go. Very good. Very good. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty amazing event. Yeah. So are you recording this for your YouTube channel so you can let everybody who could make it take a look at your amazing process?
That's a really good question. And at this time, no. Our production company is off tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to imagine if you weren't there. We'll find out next week how it went, I'm sure. So, very good.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah.
Well, how about you, Lawrence? How do people find you?
How do people find me? Well, they find me exciting, scintillating, attractive, and
here we go.
Often in debt. But if they want to contact me for some healing or reading work, shamanism, herbalism, that sort of thing, you can give me a call. You can text me. My number is 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And my Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. So thank you for asking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so hypnosis. So have either of you been hypnotized? Are you hypnotized right now, Michael? You look like you might be. Oh, he's very quiet. I think he muted himself.
Oh, I did. Thank you. See?
You did.
When I see
it's
you,
working.
Lawrence. I go into a very deep meditative state. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Traumatic, sure. Yeah. So, how about you, Adrian? Are you a proponent of hypnosis? Have you been hypnotized or been present for that?
Yeah. Actually, a lot of the work that I do too. Requires a very deep level of meditation, and it's like self-hypnosis. I'm definitely a big fan of it and interested in learning more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my mother was a dentist for as long as she could stand it until she finally quit and ran screaming away from her practice. But she actually took some seminars in hypnosis. It's pretty common for people to be afraid of their dentist, which, you know, makes sense. Mm-hmm. So she thought being able to hypnotize her patients that had some issues would be beneficial. And she took me along with her up to the to the workshop, and they asked for volunteers, and at the time I was probably, you know, like 12 years old, so I was eager to try it out. So I went up on the stage, I guess, and the man teaching the class started to put everybody under, and he got to me, and I don't know how hypnotized I was, but when he started asking me what was happening, I said, well, I'm at a football game, and then I went on this whole amazing journey, and they're throwing me the ball, and I caught it, and I'm running, and a touchdown, and I got really excited and, like, danced around. I kind of took over the show, which seems to be a quality that followed me in various categories. But I think hypnosis is pretty amazing. It's a way to access deeper conscious parts of ourselves, for sure. And it is used in such a wide variety of modalities. Everything from counseling to dentistry and even surgery has been done. There's some pretty fascinating results for reducing the amount of bleeding people have and pain and things like that. So, yeah, pretty effective modality. You know, the other thing about hypnosis is that there's, you know, definitely a spiritual quality to it too, I think, that sometimes gets overlooked in its clinical applications, but definitely has been helpful for people who've been looking for ways to access deeper parts of themselves. So that's been interesting too. There's a form of hypnosis that I would say basically like a past life regression, and there's a component of this type of hypnosis that's written a few books on it, and he actually started off doing past life regression hypnosis and then discovered that what was really fascinating was what people's experiences were like in between their past lives. So what they were doing while they were, you could say, this corporeal entities, just their essence, their soul. So he started calling it soul hypnosis, and had some pretty amazing interactions with his clients and patients when he would get them into that state, just ask them what it was like and what their experiences were like when they weren't physically present. So it's a pretty wide-ranging modality that has, you know, just a lot of applications, and you know, it's really helpful for a lot of people. But Adrian, you mentioned, you know, doing meditation. Meditation is very similar to self-hypnosis. You know, it's a way to calm yourself, get in touch with things, release things. So,
As a matter of fact, you know, I stopped smoking cigarettes. It's been quite a few years ago now, but I used meditation or self-hypnosis as part of the process. There we go. Part of the process, and you know, it was like I said. You know, it was deep, kind of a deep meditative state and visualization, and I literally removed the addiction and all of that sticky, gooey tar and nicotine from my body and handed it off to my spirit guides, and that was it. I never smoked again.
Wow.
Yeah, and I went from being, I smoked about a package and a half a day for a long, long, long time. But, hypnosis is fascinating. It's really, can be so useful in so many ways.
That's definitely another arena where hypnosis has found a lot of promises with smoking cessation and tobacco addiction. Sometimes you know, the technique that's done is to put the person in a space where you know, like you said, they're essentially clearing or cleansing out the substance from their body, and I've heard about other techniques where the person is just taken back to the point right before they started their addiction and just choose a different path, you know, rather than going down the substance abuse path.
So cool.
I agree. Well, I don't know. What do you think? Should we go to the phones? Are we ready to do that? See what our listeners have to say on the subject.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just before we do that, I wanted to ask you, Lawrence, if you had come across I guess she was a psychotherapist, I guess, but certainly very skilled hypnotherapist. Dolores Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I have heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was very, very successful. I'm sorry, I'm struggling here a little bit for words right now, but she was very successful in her career with doing past life regressions and using hypnosis. And I was just curious if you knew of her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The name's familiar. I haven't read any of her books. I know she wrote quite a few different novels on hypnosis and past life regression and things like that. But yeah, that she's a good starting point for people that would like to know more about that particular aspect of hypnosis,
yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's done some incredible work. I've listened on YouTube to a lot of her work, and I started reading or listening to one of her books. What is it called? The title's gone out of my head. But it's amazing, and it's work that she's done with guides. And she puts the people under hypnosis, and she talks to the spiritual being, and they've given her information, and she says it's all very consistent with, you know, different clients. And so she wrote a book about the information that the spirit guides were giving about life on the other side. I think it was called Life After Death. And that's the name of the book.
Yeah.
And it's extremely interesting. Mm-hmm. I've done hypnosis a while ago, and I went because I used a CPAP machine, and I kept taking it off. And one of my therapists suggested, why don't you go see a hypnotist and see if this person can help you. So I went, and it didn't help with the trying to keep the CPAP mask on. But what we did find out, she regressed me, and I didn't know it was a past life regression at the time. And I saw that I died of asphyxiation in a burning building. And the interesting thing I found from that was, or the outcome of that was, I do not like heat, and especially when it's really hot. And this is when I lived in New York, and going into the subways during the summer it was excruciating for me. And I found that after a while, and unbeknownst to me, that the heat didn't bother me as much. And then after that, I've done a few more past life regressions, and it was very interesting.
So cool.
Pretty amazing. But,
yeah. I should have gone for smoking, though. That would have been nice.
Yeah. Well, you still can. You know, you can start smoking and then go for hypnosis to quit.
That's a great idea. What a great idea. I'm going to do that. Take that up again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell us all about it, how successful it was.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. So, yes, you're listening to the Psychic Funhouse podcast, and we're ready to start taking some calls. So we're going to take a look at the board and see. There we go.
There they are.
No.
They're the callers.
No, they always call with an old-fashioned telephone. That's why we love our listeners. So, all right. So here in the Funhouse, we like to let you know your area code is coming up, so you're ready to speak into the microphone clearly. And then we'd like to hear where you're calling from or what your name is, if you'd like to share that so we know how to address it. So here we go. This is our first caller. This is area code 509. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence, Michael, and Adrian. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, guys. I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
My name is Erica.
It's Erica. Hey, Erica. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Good. Good. Yeah. And so have you ever been hypnotized?
No. But I'm very, very interested in that. It's really expensive. Like, I've looked it up. But it's pretty pricey. But I've seen some, this one guy that he does regressions, and like, mm-hmm. It's linked to their current life somehow, and it's like they understand like why they fear or whatever they fear, or like just different things, you know, people experience
mm-hmm.
different lives. And so mm-hmm. Yeah, I found one online that was really cool on YouTube, but yeah, they're pricey. They're like $200 a session or $300, something like that. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe while you're saving up your pin money, you can try self-hypnosis. There's a lot of YouTube channels you can go to that can coach you on self-hypnosis. You can try that. If you've ever done meditation, it's very similar. And if that experience is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
what can
yeah.
we do for you? Do you have a question about anything that we can help you with? Or?
Yes. So I have an auntie who was diagnosed last month with ovarian cancer, stage 3, and it was just a shocker. It's really crazy. And, you know, I just... We're just navigating that, and I don't know if you have any advice. I've been feeling very like upbeat about the whole situation. Like I just feel very, maybe it's faith, but I just feel very confident that, you know, she will make it through. Like she will, you know, be cancer free, and I just have that knowing, and I feel like we're being guided. I just feel it, that we're being guided to the right doctors, the right people. And I don't know, I just feel like things are just coming together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's your aunt's name?
Rosa.
Rosa. Okay. Well, let's see if our guys have any information for her. So,
hi, Rosa. It's Adrian.
My name is Erica.
It's Erica. Rosa.
I'm so sorry.
No worries, though.
Oh, goodness. Well, your aunt, Rosa, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. So the things that I'm getting is that as you're talking, I can feel the support, I can feel the love, I can feel all of the things that are really so positive surrounding her. And I'm always try to be very, very careful because I am not a doctor, you know, so I can't really give you and wouldn't be comfortable giving any medical advice. But one of the things I did become aware of was that for your family in general, I see your family like coming together in a way that they haven't maybe in like, I don't know, either like a long time. Yeah, like a long time. And it's actually kind of bringing some healing, some extra love, some extra communication to the family. And so that's one of the things that I really got. And it's almost like what I see is like the family encircling your aunt and lifting her up. And in that circle, there's a lot of healing that's taking place for, you know, some relationship issues between family members that maybe haven't been so great or so strong, but everybody's coming together. And does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it does. I've noticed, like, on different groups online that not everybody has that kind of support. And for, mm-hmm. you know, for our family, I think we do unite, and everybody wants to help. And
yeah.
I think yesterday was a little bit tough because, you know, she's not able to eat much, and, you know, she got dehydrated, so we had to go to the ER. And then we had another doctor's appointment for a different clinic that we're looking at, and we were, you know, we were just, everything, you kind of just do it as you go. And we're just learning mm-hmm. so much. But I, like I said, I don't know where I was going. I lost my train of thought. Well, but yeah, everybody's supportive for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just about the support, but it's really about bringing other family members closer. That was the other, you know, part of it. And it's really very special and healing. And so I'm glad that you called, Erica.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Erica. This is Michael.
Hi.
Hi. The thing I was getting for you is you're doing the exact right thing, and that is to just kind of stay within the day and don't go too out into the future, and just, you know, stay focused on your aunt today and the progress that's being made, and just be there with her throughout this whole time. Because sometimes we can get so far ahead of ourselves, and we want to know from, you know, the guides what's going to happen, you know, what is the outcome going to be of this, and they're saying, like, don't get so caught up in that, because then we're not spending time with the person today. We're living in the future. And so they're just saying, continue to do exactly what you're doing. You just stay here now, and you will always be guided to the correct professional that she needs for that time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I remember where I was going. I think yesterday, you know, it was a little tough because the doctor, you know, he was so honest and he was so real about, you know, this is a tough situation, you know, it's not, you know, it's pretty tough. And so that kind of got me a little bit, like, worried. And I don't want to say worried, but it got me thinking. But I still feel like I myself, I'm attracting, like, I'm visualizing, like, you know, a barbecue when she's, like, you know, cancer-free and she gets that diagnosis. Like, I'm attracting that. Or, you know, I just feel confident. Like, I feel good about you know, the process,
good.
But it is slow. It's hard. There's hard times.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they want you to stay right here, right now, you know, because you need to be present for each other during this time, and especially for your aunt. And so, and not to get caught up in thinking about what can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So you're doing the right thing. And so all the best to all of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I was just going to say, Lawrence, again, you know, probably one of the best things you can provide your aunt right now, other than, you know, everything you've been doing currently, is to, you know, be there for her if she's ready to have a conversation about, you know, what's going on with her and just what she's feeling and maybe what her concerns or fears are, and to be supportive about that and facilitate that. You know, when people get this kind of a diagnosis, it can be, you know, a real shock, and it can be difficult for them to recalibrate and figure out how to move forward. And but it's also, you know, potentially a real opportunity for her to, you know, kind of unburden herself, I guess you could say, in a way, and to start reexamining some things that maybe she's ready to let go of. And having somebody that she can really open up to and feel loved and supported by during that process can be really critical in, you know, creating its own kind of healing for her, you know, outside of whatever maybe happened for those physically. So I would just encourage you to be, you know, around her for that, and, you know, if she seems ready to initiate, be receptive to whatever it is she has to say, you know, and however she needs to process what she's going through. Because, you know, it's a pretty big deal, obviously. And it's great that your family is pulling together. And I think, you know, you're one of the key people for her right now to help guide her through this process. And staying optimistic, like it sounds like you're doing, I think is really, you know, part of the medicine that she needs that's going to really help her, you know, get through this process. So, but good for you. And thank you for calling us. We appreciate
it.
Yeah,
thank you for the advice. I think that's helpful. Yep.
Well, good. Well, let us know how everything goes and stay in touch, Erica. We always love hearing from you. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you and have a great night, everybody.
All right.
Thank you, Erica. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep. Bye.
Yeah, love and support your aunt. Okay. That's a tough one, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is.
Yes, indeed. All right, my friends, are we ready for caller number two? What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
Very good. All right, so this is area code 203. Heather, you're on the Psychic Funhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Hi,
Pat.
How are you all?
Hey, Pat.
Hi,
good.
Pat. Hello.
Hello, Pat.
Hello. Okay, I want to ask you about love.
What's that?
I know. It's, I almost thought I might never feel it again. Anyway, I'm very attracted to a guy, and it's been just really charming, and we're not alike at all. And I feel that it's not a permanent thing, but I really, I'm experiencing unconditional love and a great friendship. I think we'll probably always be friends, but I would like to know if he is going to feel the depth that I feel for him at some point.
Well, what does he feel for you now?
You know what? This is a guy that It's like from a whole other era. He barely talks. If I talk, he'll talk. He talks a lot about he's never going to get married again, never going to get married again. He had a pretty bad situation. He's got children, had a wife that cheated and did drugs and stuff. So he focuses more on that. So I don't, haven't said a lot myself other than I'm, you know, really attracted to him. I really like him, really physically attracted, and so on and so on. And that I drew the boundaries. I will only go so far with him physically. And he's great. He said, okay, we're going to be friends forever. But I know he's definitely attracted to me too. And it's not like I'm being a typical female saying, oh, does he love me? I just want to experience that with him at some point because I don't think it's going to be forever. And I would love to share that with him.
So why do you think it's not going to be forever? What's that about?
Well, maybe some of it is fear, but he's 13 years younger than me. And when you're 70, 13 years is different than when if you're 50 in 13 years. So it's partly insecurity on my part, but we're so different. Yet I have such unconditional love for him that seems like I could deal with that totally. But I don't know. I mean, I can give some logical reasons why it won't. Heart-wise, it's just wonderful. It makes no sense. Within 2 days, we were friends, and within, you know, a week, we were attracted to each other, and not even knowing each other. It's like a karmic thing, which is just, it's a lot of fun. It's great for me to be feeling all of this. I'm just loving feeling these things.
Okay. All
and
right.
Also, go ahead. Also,
no, you go ahead.
Because I've been ministered to, clearly my heart's opening up, and I think that's helping me to feel so much for him. And also, boy, am I being triggered with things that I thought were laid to rest. And, oh, my God, sobbing, but it's great. It's a gift. You know, it's wonderful for whatever is bringing this stuff up for me, just putting it right in front of me. And my heart is able to really cry. So I'm really grateful for that too. Although it's hard and sometimes sad. That's the whole, you know, that's my personal stuff.
Mm-hmm. So does he know about any of this? Does he know how you feel about him? Does he know you have this unconditional love for him? Have you expressed that?
No. Not that, not unconditional love. I mean, I'm not even sure he's ready to hear love yet from where he is. I think he's still, I don't know. I my intuition, he's got feelings for me, but not as strong as what I have. I think some of that is based on his feelings about never wanting to get involved again.
Uh-huh.
It might be mainly that, you know, it might be his own fear. So there's a lot of guesswork on my part, and I know I'm asking for the future, but I just would love to experience with him some depth of feeling that I feel for him.
So when do you think he's going to be ready to hear how you really feel about him?
It's slow. You know, it's very, very new, and we're both really busy, so we're talking more on the phone, and he's starting to share stuff about himself, and, you know, I'm trying to show him myself, too. It's going to be slow. I don't know. Actually, someone said to me, wait till Mercury goes direct. It'll be better. I'm ready to, you know, say a few things now to him. But I don't want to scare him. I don't want him to think, I'm in love with you. Are you going to be in love with me? And this means what most women will say it means. This means romance, marriage, blah, 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 a ring. I'm not, that's not me at all. But I'm also wanting a companion. I'm finally ready after 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I
Pat,
understand.
You know,
Yeah.
I think you should have the basically the same conversation you're having with us, with him, right? I understand that you might be concerned about scaring him away or, you know, what's going to happen or, you know, and you've got your own stuff you're processing and all that. But, you know, I don't think trying to calculate, you know, either astrologically or, you know, through some other means when the exact right perfect moment is to share your feelings with him is really, you know, the best way to go about this. It may feel like it's the safest for you to kind of wait until you see an opening or you think he's starting to show signs. You know, and you can tell him, hey, this doesn't mean that now that you know how I feel that you have to reciprocate immediately or the relationship's over or whether we have to get married someday or anything like that. You know, I just really appreciate who you are and I would like to continue our, you know, companionship. And I just want to share, you know, that I have these really deep feelings for you. And it means a lot to me that you're, you know, here in this relationship with me, or however you want to broker it. I think it's too often, you know, we tell ourselves that, you know, we have to wait till the exact right time or, you know, this is when it's going to happen or, you know, put it off. And, you know, we miss these opportunities, you know, and I don't, you know, I don't think this person is going to be put off by you sharing how you really feel. And if they are, then that's up to them. But, you know, you're having a lot of, you know, really transformative things go on in this relationship that he's not really getting to be a part of because, you know, you're kind of doing it on your own. And that's okay. I mean, it's not like you have to share every single thing that's going on with him, but I, you know, and it's a risk, I guess, you know, that maybe he'll get turned away, but I think it's a greater risk in a sense to not just be open with him about, you know, what's happening for you in this relationship. Because I think it's really powerful. And, you know, he would benefit from knowing this is the kind of effect that he's having on you, right? And you're not his ex-wife by any, you know, step of the imagination. So that's, you know, that's not really an issue here. But I do think that, you know, waiting really isn't going to do you or him any favors. You know, I mean, obviously you have to decide, but that's, you know, that's where I'm coming from with it.
Okay.
You know, I think you're both more than ready to have an adult conversation about how you really feel about each other. And, you know, if he says, well, I'm afraid or I need some time off because now you're spooking me, then okay. Like you said, you're kind of okay with it. So I think you're ready. I think, you know, you just need to acknowledge that and
okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
And be okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe Michael or Adrian would tell you, no, that's crazy. Don't listen to Lauren. She's nuts. But we'll see.
Anyone else?
Adrian, do you have?
Well, Pat, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so, you know, I really liked so much of what Lawrence had to share with you and, you know, taking a risk and what have you. I think when it comes to feelings and relationships and love, I mean, you could have your heart broken. That is very true. But you know what? That's the price you pay for having deep feelings, having the ability to have deep feelings. So so there's that. The other couple things that crossed my mind was, and you don't really need to respond to this, but it was more about like, you know, are you clear on, you know, what companionship means to you, you know, at this point in time? Is that completely platonic? Are you looking more for, you know, friends, what do they call that, friends with benefits, you know, that type of thing.
You know,
so
I actually, I actually hate that. Well, I can't stand that term. That's just a personal thing. I'm very physically attracted to him. That's the kind of relationship I do want, you know, my final lifetime partner. I definitely, and you know what, ever since I've thought, okay, I'm ready for a partner, I've thought, how am I ever going to feel sexually attracted to anyone? Because I just haven't felt it. I really didn't think I'd be able to. And then, bam, it's so powerful with this guy. It's wonderful. And I think I'm also hesitating because maybe my head is being really affected hormonally and I may not be totally clear and in control. And also, I'm remembering. It's been a long time. And also, we hardly know each other. So I'm wondering if I should take more time just playing around, getting to know each other. I mean, it's really enjoyable, but it's not fast.
Yeah. I think it really takes time to get to know someone. And, I think it's a perfectly important question, you know, are you willing to take the risk? He may go, yeah, you know, I'm ready to take a risk too, you know, and then there you go. But on the other hand, he may be telling you the truth. You know, I don't want any marriage. I don't want this. I don't want that, you know. And if you go ahead and you take a risk, that's exactly what it is. It can go either way. But you will at least have the satisfaction of knowing that, you know, you were able to extend yourself to another human being again, you know, and which to me I think is very powerful.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. And yeah, I do think he's telling the truth. But when I listen to him, what I feel intuitively is he's talking from a scarred heart. And because this is so unconditional, I think, well, you know what, maybe someday he will find love. I hope he finds love, not necessarily me, but that's the unconditional love that I feel for him. And I do hope he finds love. And I do feel he's saying this out of a scarred heart, a wounded heart. Can anybody see his feelings? Can anybody see what he feels for me right now?
This is Michael. And
Hi, Michael.
Hi. I don't have information about his heart. The guides were wanting to give you a message, and I agree with Adrian and not Lawrence. I think he's crazy to throw all that out. So I'm gonna do a little spell to wipe that from your mind. But I'm kidding. But you know, the guides are saying, you know, it's kind of like the fears kicking in for you a little bit here.
Yes.
And they're saying like, just kind of take a deep breath and relax and not try to define it. Don't try to put it in a neat little box and say, this is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Just stay with it and enjoy what it is right now. You know, it's, and like Adrian said, it just takes a while to define a relationship and to know people. And so just allow that to unfold for both of you without having to define it immediately. You know, oh, no,
right.
We need to define this, and you need to tell me what you think and I think about us. And no, it's just relax, enjoy
okay.
it,
mm-hmm.
allow it to unfold. And if you, I think if it doesn't, you know, unfold, or it maybe if your fears start coming true, you will feel that and it will start unfolding. But I, right now, from what I'm seeing, I don't think so. And so I think it's just you trying to control it, and yeah, don't do that. Just
yeah.
enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's really
yeah.
lovely and wonderful.
And I'm thrilled for you, and I'm really happy
Thank
for you.
You
that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask, am I going to find the keys that I wear around my neck? Just lost them today.
The keys?
Yeah, I wear keys around my neck for all different things.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, that's a good question. You know, energetically, keys really hold a lot of energy. And I don't know if these are literal keys or not. I don't know if they're connected to the past issues that are significant to you. But if that's
no,
the case.
It's the car key. It's my home key. It's a dog sitting key to someone else's house. It's the mail key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think you might find them. Have you looked in the couch?
A little bit. I think I remember what happened. I saw my door open in the car. I think I pulled it off to turn on the car to make sure it was okay. And then gone. I've looked everywhere.
I think you're going to find them. Ask your guides to remind you where you put the keys.
All right,
thank you. They'll bring it to you, okay?
Okay. I love you guys. I appreciate everybody.
Thank you.
thank you so much.
For calling.
See?
Oh,
yeah,
thank
that wasn't
you.
So
love
hard.
You too.
That wasn't so hard. You told us you loved us. Now you're ready.
Oh, yeah,
see?
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let us know how it goes, Pat.
I will.
Always
appreciate
it.
I will.
Let us know.
Yeah,
all right.
Love talking
good luck.
To you guys. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, well, we've got time for a really brief lightning round question. So the way this works is you just hit us with your question. We give you a 30-second answer. So area code 845, what's your question? How can we help you here in the Psychic Funhouse?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. The question I got is, say, Suzanne, give the receiver I need it to my daughter.
Okay. So you got a question about your daughter?
No. My daughter, I'm going to ask the lady, Suzanne, I need a receiver. The lady, Suzanne, you got to give me a receipt. And my daughter want to ask. I want to know, so give it to me. Please.
Okay. Your daughter's going to ask a question for you? Is that what's happening?
No. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, there, go ahead. That's fine. Suzanne, right?
No, my mom is asking, please, if Suzanne will give her the receipt that she needs. She, Suzanne's husband did work for my mother years ago, and I need to get the receipt from her. She's wondering if she'll give it, please.
Oh, I see. You know, what my guides are telling me is, yes, she will. Just needs to be really forceful about why she needs it and explain the situation. Adrian, do you have anything?
I agree. I would say yes.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
God bless.
Have a nice evening.
Yeah, let us know
you
how it goes.
Too. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. That ends the lightning round. So, well, you've done it again. You've reached the end of another Psychic Funhouse podcast episode. How will you ever find something to top this? I don't know. But if you do, come back and let us know, because
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you won't be able to. So, we will be here next week, same time, same channel. And we do have tons of archives, and you can like us and friend us on Blog Talk, so you can stay in the loop. We always appreciate that. So consider doing that before you go. And before we go, we're going to let you know how to contact us and remind you about the event happening tomorrow that you can still be a part of. Adrian, what's the best way to contact you for healings, readings, and just about your amazing lasagna recipe?
Thank you, Lawrence. I think you can call me at area code 714-376-7289. I do telephone readings and Zoom as well as in person. And you can also look me up on my website, which is ravenmessages.com.
Very good. Michael, how can people find you?
You can find me at my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can schedule a healing, a reading, both, or a free consultation. You can go to my events page, and you can find the event tomorrow listed there, September 9th, and it will have the location. And also, if you'd like to purchase a ticket at Eventbrite, that will have a link there as well. You can text or call 562-457-0457. How about you, sir? How can people get a hold of you?
Nice. And that's for the mediumship show. The tickets are for the mediumship show.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, after the mediumship show, if you need some more healing, you can always contact me. My number is 541-344-7534. I just made 10 gallons of marinara sauce, so I'll share with you my recipe, and I'm very generous that way. You can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herb Company, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So thank you for joining us here on tonight's show. Adrian, maybe you can take us out.
Oh, goodness. Well,
It's
always such a pleasure to be in the company of my dear friends, my co-host here, and to be with the listeners, all of you. I mean, you make this show very special by your calls and your questions and following us. It means a lot. And, we wish you a wonderful evening, a great weekend that's coming up. And I'm hoping that all of your dreams come true. And look forward to being with you again next week.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you to my lovely co-host. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to Adrian.
Thank
listeners
you.
And especially the spirit. Yeah. See you next week.
See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.